Chapter 20, Practicing the Presence of God, a Personal Relationship. We can talk to God and get a response. This chapter introduces the second technique of the daily activity program, practicing the presence of God. We can talk to God and get a response. We can have a personal relationship with an omniscient power whose nature is gentle, compassionate, loving, and wise, a living presence beyond philosophy or belief. Contact is not only possible, but this magnificent, benevolent power knows what we need and wants to give it to us. In order to give us the help that we need, God performs one of his greatest tricks. He reduces himself from infinite power to a number of aspects we can relate to: father, mother, friend, healer, lover, teacher, guide, protector, and counselor. Then, through these aspects, he offers guidance, protection, friendship, healing, purification, and the expansion of soul qualities. As our healing qualities grow, we feel better, treat others better, and make the world a better place. Why don't we know him? It seems too good to be true that such a wonderful relationship is available in the world of limitation and suffering as we know it in ordinary consciousness. If it is true that an all-knowing infinite power can mysteriously manifest at our level and enter our lives bearing priceless gifts, why don't we know him? How can we find him? And how can we keep him in our lives? Trapped in material consciousness, this great invisible power, bearing the gifts of friendship, peace, healing, and wisdom, knocks on the door of our consciousness, but we do not hear it. We have lost our connection to the subtle vibrations offered by the gracious, omnipresent power, stuck as we are in the grosser vibrations of material consciousness. Deaf to the friend trying to help. We focus on the fascinating story and alluring objects of the material world. Tests and trials come. We get trapped in our thoughts, feelings, desires, habits, attachments, and egos. Separated, mired, and hooked by these limitations of material consciousness, we remain deaf to the friend trying to help. We don't know how to make contact. Material consciousness creates an invisible shield, a seemingly impenetrable defense against our experience of the subtle vibrations of compassion, kindness, gentleness, and warmth offered by the Grand Healer. We don't experience the next layer of reality just behind the veil of ordinary consciousness because we are not mindful of the possibility, and we don't know how to make contact. We need a technique to help us work through the limitations of material consciousness so we can contact God, prove his existence to ourselves, explore his nature, and partake of his wondrous gifts. Following is a technique for practicing the presence of God. There are 6 steps. 1, stop. 2, breathe. 3, get into present moment. 4, frame, practicing the presence of God. 5, God responds. 6, hide and seek, find and keep. I'll go over that again. Stop, breathe, present moment, and then step 4 is called frame, practicing the presence of God. And in this step, there are 3 options. You can practice any of the methods described in this book. Each of these methods, in their own way, leads to an experience of the presence of God if understood properly. These methods are affirmations, habit transformation, progressive muscle relaxation, breath work, contemplation, meditation, prayer, mindfulness, service, yoga, and the transformation of emotion. So that's frame, practicing the presence of God through any of the methods described in this book. So that's step 4A. Step 4B, the sacred meaning of story, and step 4C, conversation with God. These will be elaborated upon in a moment. Step 5, God responds. And this step has four parts. God responds in four different ways. A, omniscience, omnipotence, omnipresence. B, God responds through healing. C, God can respond to you in your meditation. And D, God responds through phenomenon. And then step 6 is called hide and seek, find and keep. The rest of the chapter elaborates this technique. Similar to mindfulness. Notice the similarity between the technique for practicing mindfulness and that of the presence of God. Both focus on our experience of higher states of consciousness. The difference is in the concept of a higher power. Mindfulness practice does not require a personal relationship with God. Practicing the presence of God presupposes the existence of God as a conscious power with whom we can have a relationship. Concentration in the present moment. As in the practice of mindfulness, we need to employ our powers of concentration and awareness in the present moment, as we can know God best in the present. Many ways to practice. Follow the same steps as with mindfulness, but now at step 4, the frame is practicing the presence of God through any of the spiritual methods described in this book. The sacred meaning of story and conversing with God. Each of these spiritual practices results in a direct experience of God. Forget and remember. When the mind wanders into one of the many variations of ordinary consciousness, stop, breathe, focus on the present moment, and bring God to your awareness by choosing one of the frames listed in step 4. When you relapse and realize you are back in ordinary consciousness, refocus on the presence of God. As in meditation and mindfulness, you will forget and remember many times for years to come. This is the nature of spiritual practice. Let's elaborate step 4A. When you realize you have gone for a ride on the train of thought and want to get off the train, 1, stop. 2, breathe. 3, get in the present moment. And step 4A, practice any method described in this book. The practice of any method described in this work results in the cultivation of spiritual qualities adding up to love. When our love is strong enough, it breaks into another realm, an unmistakable transformation of consciousness to divine love. This is practicing the presence of God as love. Each of the techniques listed in the 15 techniques leads to an experience of divine love at some point, if one keeps up their practice. Now let's take a look at step 4B. When you realize you've gone for a ride on the train of thought and want to get off the train, 1, stop. 2, breathe. 3, get in the present moment and practice step 4B, the sacred meaning of story. Following is a description of the sacred meaning of story. God is the teacher. God's presence can be distilled from the sacred meaning of stories. We can experience the presence of God if we watch our personal and collective stories unfold from the point of view of God as our teacher, training us to cultivate love through a process of purification, the goal of which is perfection. The lessons are about love. The teacher is eager to train us in the art of love, gratitude, reference, humility, surrender, intuition, and faith. She sets up the entire universe of human experience as a training ground for the expansion of love and her associated qualities until they become unconditional. She designs events and circumstances so that we can discover, remove, and replace our faults with the healing qualities of love. Everything in our life experience is raw material to train us to be more loving in our thoughts, feelings, desires, and actions. To observe the story of life unfolding from this point of view is to practice the presence of God as the teacher of love. God is perfect love, and so are we. God is untainted and unlimited peace, joy, love, power, and wisdom. We are made of these same love qualities in combination with our problems, flaws, and imperfections, which act as barriers between God and ourselves. When we slowly reduce and replace our imperfections by expanding love qualities, we approach the gateway to her presence. She is love. It is her domain. Pick a love quality and make it grow. The teacher of love does not care about our role, power, money, status, age, class, or religion. She only cares about what is in our hearts. Actions saturated with love, kindness, humility, and understanding are pleasant in her sight. Pick a quality such as love or one of her associates: peace, gentleness, sweetness, gratitude, appreciation, or surrender. Cultivate your chosen quality by focusing on it in your meditation and through affirmations and visualizations. Bring your quality to every thought, feeling, action, and event. Hold on to it and make it grow. This is practicing the presence of God. Don't change anything, just be in love. We don't have to change anything in our life except to respond to events and problems with God's qualities. When we respond to cruelty with kindness, to ignorance with understanding, to suffering with compassionate service, and to fear with courage, we practice the presence of God. Fulfilling the sacred intent of story. In the end, when we have burned off our imperfections and become pure, we enter her kingdom of unlimited peace, love, joy, power, and wisdom, thus fulfilling the sacred intent and meaning of our life story. Step 4C, conversing with God. When you realize you've gone for a ride on the train of thought and you want to get off the train, 1. Stop. 2. Breathe. 3. Get in the present moment. Step 4C, converse with God. An informal conversation. Prayer is formal, structured communication with God. We can also have an ongoing, spontaneous conversation with God. Some of us may find conversing with an invisible power strange at first. Because of our feeling of separation, we think no one is there. Following are a few suggestions that might help. A workable, accessible concept. To make contact with God, we need a workable, accessible concept of who God is and who we are. We can speak to God's omnipresent, formless form or to a more concrete aspect, such as teacher, father, mother, friend, healer, counselor, confidant, beloved, creator, king, guide, or protector. We can approach God as a babe, child, student, servant, witness, disciple, devotee, warrior, or simply a human being. Differing aspects for differing needs. We can pick a concept based on our need at the time. If we need advice, we can call the counselor. If we are lonely or need to share, we can call the friend. If we need healing or purification, we can call the physician. If we need forgiveness, we can call the mother. If we need to extract the meaning and lessons from the events of our lives, we can call the teacher. If we need wisdom, strength, or courage, we can call the father. If we need love, we can call the beloved. Now start the conversation. As in any relationship, we begin by starting a conversation. The conversation can occur at any point during the day, from the time we get up in the morning to just before sleep. We can be as natural and relaxed as we would be with a friend, or formal and reverent. The communication should be honest, direct, and heartfelt. Weave God into the fabric of your life. We can weave God into the fabric of our daily lives by sharing our needs, goals, problems, joys, and successes. We can share what has happened in our day, what is happening in our lives, our feelings, idle thoughts, anything and everything. We can be angry and argue. We can ask for guidance, protection, or support. We can ask questions. We can ask for help with our problems and bad habits, and for aid in all that we do for others. We can express our desire to be closer to Him, to be more like Him. We can confess our embarrassing secrets and ask for understanding and forgiveness. It is liberating and healing to tell the truth to the one who already knows what we have done and what is in our hearts. We have just completed step 4, frame, practicing the presence of God. Let me review. When you realize you've gone for a ride on the train of thought and want to get off the train, 1, stop. 2, breathe. 3, get in the present moment. And 4, choose a frame that will help you practice the presence of God. There are 3 options. Step 4A, choose any method described in this book, affirmations, breathwork, and so forth. Step 4B, the sacred meaning of story. Step 4C, have a conversation with God. Now we're at step 5, called God's response. We start the conversation. We can initiate our communication with God through the sacred meaning of story, through conversing with God, or through any spiritual method described in this work. How does God respond? It is not easy to get a response. We cannot make contact with Him without intense, continuous, and long-term communication. We need to practice with all of our hearts, mind, might, and soul until we get a response, however long it may take. Most of us will not get a response in the beginning. As a result, many stop practicing. Some drop their practice because of indifference or boredom. Others give up when life becomes difficult. Some quit their practice when life becomes easy. Knock with intensity, and you will receive. If we take advantage of all of our moments by practicing the presence of God and never giving up, we break down the invisible shield that we've built up between God and ourselves, experience God's response, and get the help we need. God responds in a variety of ways. God's response varies according to our individual predilections and our level of spiritual development. Following is a discussion of 4 ways that God may come into our lives. A. Omnipresence, omniscience, and omnipotence. B. Healing. C. Meditation. D. Phenomenon. Step 5A, omniscience, omnipotence, omnipresence. Abundant evidence. Clues and evidence speaking to God's omniscience, omnipotence, and omnipresence abound. God is an intelligent power whose presence is ubiquitous. Her manifestation is ever-present in all of nature and in our bodies and consciousness. She occupies every millimeter of space from infinitesimal to infinity. She operates every level of reality from microcosmic particles and waves to macrocosmic solar systems. Her unfathomable power keeps the whirling atoms, planets, and galaxies moving in harmonious balance with each other. Billions of forms. Her infinitely intelligent power creates, sustains, operates, and dissolves a seemingly endless parade of billions of forms, including us. The marvels and beauty of nature, birds, oceans, skies, sunsets, and flowers, are her costume. The entire universe, all forms, and every human body are her temple. Continuous signs. The entry point to her realm is acknowledgement of the continuous signs of her power, beauty, and intelligence. We need to remind ourselves that her unseen, invisible intelligence is always sustaining and guiding atoms, galaxies, and us. Tap into her boundless resources. God wants us to use her boundless resources in our daily lives. We can get her help if we remember to connect our thoughts, will, feelings, desires, actions, and all events with her. Get help with any problem. God's power and energy permeate every scene, every moment, at every level of detail. By remembering her omnipresence, we can get help with any problem or crisis. Everything counts. No moment or detail is too small. It is easy to get tricked or fooled into apathy or boredom by quiet moments such as traffic jams or waiting in line. However, we can use these seemingly mundane events to see God in everything and everything in God. If we persist in our practice, we will come to the realization that God is an unlimited source of power, love, and wisdom that we can tap into at any time. Step 5B, healing. Remember, we're looking at the ways that God responds. Step 5A was omniscience, omnipotence, omnipresence, and now we're looking at step 5B, healing. God is the healer. God responds to our spiritual work by healing our mind, body, and soul. Healing the mind. The mind becomes positive, calm, focused, resilient, and strong. Destructive emotions are skillfully transformed into self-knowledge. Excessive material desires are transmuted into contentment and satisfaction. Healing the body. Healing power for the body expands when we practice the presence of God. We can get help with any disease or disability. While our physical problems may not magically disappear, we can always expand the healing qualities of the soul. Healing the soul. Soul qualities such as peace, gentleness, and understanding replace restlessness, aggression, and ignorance. Healing others. As our healing qualities expand and our problems burn up, we get more space to receive the suffering of the world. Then we can respond with compassionate action, thus contributing to the healing of others and the healing of the environment. Step 5C, meditation. Super consciousness. In meditation, God manifests as unfathomable stillness. the peace that surpasses understanding, ecstatic joy, pure love, and intuitive wisdom. Some experience a breathtaking and thrilling, yet soft and gentle surge of power, a soothing embrace, or a feeling of absolute safety. Advanced meditators experience samadhi, the ecstasy of complete union with God. Step 5D, phenomenon, a variety of spiritual experiences. Some people experience phenomena such as aura, light, visions, prophetic dreams, intuitive knowing, guidance, protection, answered prayers, synchronicity, healing powers, or entrance into the zone, the experience of supreme flow, rhythm, and harmony. Step 6, hide and seek, find and keep. God appears. When we align ourselves with His will, God makes an appearance through 1, His omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresence, 2, healing body, mind, and soul, 3, in the love and stillness of meditation, 4, through phenomenon. But then God disappears. With continued practice, we gradually become more attuned and receptive to His will, guidance, and counsel. As we see His great healing principle at work in our lives, our trust in Him grows. However, as we go through tests and trials, God disappears behind the veil of ordinary consciousness. We feel separate again, dry and seemingly alone as we struggle with our problems. Hide and seek. God's appearance and disappearance, His play of hide and seek, has a purpose. Character development through the culture of unconditional love. God is unconditional love and associated qualities. His wish is that we become like Him through a process of purification, through expansion of our soul qualities. During difficult times when God is hiding, our job is to seek Him through the pursuit of love qualities until they become unconditional. USA, unconditional, spontaneous, automatic love qualities. We can respond to events with manifestations of God's love, such as kindness, compassion, peace, and understanding, or with cruelty, hate, violence, and ignorance. When our response is one of the many forms of negativity, we need to work through it until we get back to love and its companion soul qualities. God appears and disappears until such qualities become unconditional, spontaneous, and automatic. Learning to trust the purification process. His play of hide and seek goes on indefinitely as we work through our pain and problems. He often hides as we do the work, but eventually the gentle lover returns. We learn to trust His purification process as He inevitably reappears with infinitely creative versions of His sweet love. The experience of even a trace of His sweetness is addicting. In our yearning for more, we avail ourselves to His healing process of purification, sometimes purification by fire. We learn to trust the process of His appearing and disappearing as we realize His intention for us to become the tender, gentle love that He is. A multifaceted power. Eventually, it becomes impossible not to love her intimately and deeply. She has given us the greatest possible gift, immersion in her presence, where we can contact the unconditional sweet love of the Father Mother, the perfect, ubiquitous guidance from the Counselor, the healing and purification from the physician, the training from the teacher, and friendship from the friend. As her colossal, stupendous, multifaceted power plays hide-and-seek with us, we play find-and-keep with her. Permanently immersed in his ocean. In the end, we find ourselves permanently immersed in his ocean. We see that everything is in him as fish swimming in water. Then we experience his love no matter what difficulties life brings. Surrounded, fed, permeated, and saturated with his love, we give only that to all we meet. Secure in the knowledge that we are always in him and he in us, we bow in reverence and awe. Infinity, eternity, and immortality. Think cosmic thoughts as you fold the laundry and put the kids to bed. Instead of zoning out, realize that the Great One is always here, right now. Every moment is a manifestation of infinity, eternity, and immortality. Points to remember. On the spiritual path, there is only one desire, the presence of God. To enter his realm, God expects us to learn how to behave. To behave properly, we need to become like him, a composite of pure love qualities. Then the all-powerful, all-knowing God of the universe gradually, gently enters an intimate relationship with us by revealing his compassion and wisdom. To find God in an event, follow the love. If you cannot find love, bring it out from within yourself. Wherever there is love, there is your temple, and there is your God. God hides behind the veil of ordinary consciousness. We seek him through the cultivation of unconditional love in the present moment. When we fill our moments with love, we experience the presence of God. God is love. Love is our home. The teacher wants us to respond to all events and people with love qualities. The challenges are many. It is difficult to respond with compassion when we are insulted, provoked, or abused. However, the ultimate practice of the presence of God is responding with love no matter what happens in our environment. Pain is a directive signal telling us where we need to do some work. It is a stimulant for the development of spiritual qualities. We accept pain as necessary for transformation and purification of consciousness towards forbearance, endurance, courage, strength, humility, patience, or any combination of qualities. Pain is an opportunity to work in the direction of God. Practicing the presence of God is the same as practicing the presence of any spiritual quality. As we breathe, affirm, and grow a spiritual quality, we increase our experience of the presence of God. When we realize that we have lost our peace and our mind is restless, we can stop, breathe, focus on the present moment, and affirm any one or combination of the love qualities needed at that moment. All of the spiritual qualities are connected and grow together. For example, if we choose to expand peace of mind, we will also grow patience, compassion, and forgiveness. Thus, through the practice of peace, we connect our lives to God. It is his will that we permeate our thoughts with his peace. There are times when we have absolutely no control over the environment, but we always have power over our thoughts and will. This is where the battle is fought. This is where we can bring God into every thought, feeling, and action. This is where we can make the relationship personal. Practicing the presence of God is a secret, sacred, silent act. No one knows. Selfless service to humanity brings us to the presence of God. This is His will. Selfless service to the environment brings us to the presence of God, which is also His will. As our spiritual qualities grow and our experience of the presence of God correspondingly deepens, our ability to serve God and humanity is refined and expanded. We become increasingly useful. A conversation with God might go something like this. I read about you in sacred texts. You're described in the most glowing terms. The saints say that you are a gentle, loving, compassionate being. You come as peace, stillness, and joy in meditation. Some are given glorious visions, healings, or miracles. But where are you for me? I experience nothing but separation. When and how will you reveal yourself to me? After you pour your heart out, you wait for a response. She says, I want you to be with me, but first you must learn to behave. Look for the sacred meaning in the events of your life. Purify yourself by fostering love qualities. Then you will know me as your teacher. Seek my guidance and counsel. Then you will know me as wisdom. Practice service, and you will know me as the giver. Practice meditation, and you will feel me enter the temple of your body as the sweetness that you crave. Then you will know me as your father, mother, beloved, friend, healer, confidant, protector, and guide. Affirmations. I come from and return to spirit. I move, live, and have my being in spirit. I am a fish swimming in the ocean of God. I love and serve in the omnipresent temple of God. I worship the Lord equally in every body temple. I serve the God housed in my body. I serve the God housed in your body. I stay in the present where I can know and feel God. Every person, form, and story serves as a reminder of His presence. I bow to the manifestation of the Divine Mother before me right now. I love the manifestation of the Divine Mother before me right now. I serve the manifestation of the Divine Mother before me right now. I am always in the mind of God. I am always in the heart of God. I'm always on the throne of God. I'm always at the feet of God. I am one with God. Exercise. 1. Why do we feel separate from God? 2. We can speak to God's omnipresent formlessness, or to a more concrete aspect, such as teacher, father, mother, friend, healer, counselor, confidant, beloved, creator, king, guide, or protector. We can approach God as a babe, child, student, servant, witness, disciple, devotee, warrior, or simply a human being. Can you think of any additional aspects, and which do you prefer? 3. Describe the 6 steps for practicing the presence of God. 4. What is the sacred meaning of story? 5. Describe the elements of having a conversation with God. 6. What are 4 ways that God can respond to the seeker? 7. Always check to see where you are. Where are your mind and feelings? Are you here and now or on automatic pilot? Of what are you practicing the presence? Is it God, a love quality, or something else? 8. In ordinary consciousness, we find it difficult to believe that God is here with us right now. However, to practice the presence of God, we need to begin thinking, feeling, and acting as though we are in the temple of God at all times, because in reality, we are, even though material consciousness hypnotizes us into thinking that God's presence is an illusion. How should we behave in the presence of the Creator of the universe? What would it be like to have thoughts, feelings, and actions consistent with being at the feet of God? Nine. What would change if you had an appointment with God in 3 hours? 10. How would you behave in her presence? 11. How would you treat the person you are with if he or she is God in disguise? 12. What would be different if everything is God and God is everything? 13. We do not need to change anything to practice the presence of God. Simply perform every action to please God, no matter what the circumstances are. You might want to start practicing this right now. Practicing the presence of God is keeping our attention on God at all times. We can do this since God is always present in one or more of His aspects. We can see the hand of God in events by watching for these aspects. Pick a concept, practice, and experience the results. Try the following technique. When you have gone for a ride on the train of thought and you want to get off the train, stop, breathe, get in the present moment, concentrate on any aspect of your higher power, father, mother, friend, beloved, confidant, creator, teacher, healer, changelessness, love or any healing quality, and so forth. 14. A gentleman passes you by on the street and your ego mind thinks he's not very attractive or stylish and he should lose some weight. You observe this judgmental thought and counter with a thought from the soul. God sends unconditional love to all of His children. I send love and kindness to this man as well. Do you see? It's a simple flick of a switch to practice her presence. Those who think me near, I am near. Paramahansa Yogananda. You have now studied 2 techniques for your daily activity program, mindfulness and the presence of God. In the next chapter, you will review service.